If you've been to the movies lately, you've probably noticed how much a bag of popcorn costs nowadays. It costs enough to irritate moviegoer Mary Roach, so she decided to investigate.
Once upon a time, so the story goes, there was an Oklahoma banker whose bank fell to ruin during the Depression. The man had owned real estate far and wide, but now he was penniless. One day, he scraped together the cash to buy a popcorn machine, and he began selling popcorn to moviegoers out of a small store beside the theater. Within 2 years, the profits from his popcorn business had enabled him to buy back three of the farms he'd lost. Normally, I would find this to be an inspiring tale of Yankee perseverance. On this particular day, I find it to be an appalling tale of bloated movie popcorn profits. I found the story on the website of the U.S. Popcorn Board. I'd been trying to contact the board to find out what is up with movie theaters, which now charge $5 for a nickel's worth of popcorn and salt. The U.S. Popcorn Board, I learned when I called, is a group of popcorn tycoons appointed and duly sworn in by the Secretary of Agriculture. At this point, I tried to picture the United States Secretary of Agriculture solemnly swearing in the men and women of our nation's popcorn board, but then I stopped because it was interfering with my ability to sound serious and indignant about movie popcorn prices. Anyway, Deirdre Flynn, the marketing person, explained that the board has no say in popcorn pricing. The board's job, she said, is to promote popcorn awareness and consumption. To help raise my popcorn awareness, she shared some of the popcorn board press releases. For instance, I learned that once upon a time young Aztec women danced a popcorn dance. She was trying to distract me, and it was working. I tried to picture a popcorn dance. I imagined a lot of jumping about and loud noise, and I could see right away why only the young Aztecs went in for it. Then I remembered my mission. I cleared my throat. So the popcorn board has no position on the gouging of the American moviegoer? No, said Miss Flynn. I asked her what she herself thought. I think, she replied, that nothing inspires me to eat popcorn more than watching movies. Miss Flynn was clearly, as they say, dancing the popcorn dance. Then she said an odd thing. She suggested that I call NATO, and she gave me a phone number. It seemed to me that NATO might have more pressing matters to attend to, but I called anyway. It turned out to be the National Association of Theater Owners. The woman who answered told me that theater owners could charge whatever they wanted to, and that NATO, like most NATOs, was more or less powerless to intervene. Finally, I called AMC, which owned that particular movie theater. I ended up at the office of spokesperson Rick King. Rick told me that AMC had an 800 number and a comments box and that no one was complaining about the popcorn prices. Nothing, he told me, has yet told us that we've gone too far. So I called that toll-free number. Hello, I said. I'm with the National Association of People Who Think $5 is too much to pay for 5 cents worth of popcorn and salt. You have gone too far.
Mary Roach is the author of Stiff, The Curious Lives of Human Cadavers.